Nikki speaking.
Hi, Nikki. I was actually just calling to speak to the person that handles the online listings. Normally, that'd be the owner. Is that you by chance?
That's me. It's my fiance, but I'm also the secretary for the business.
Oh, okay. Actually, what prompted my call to you is I'm with a data service provider to Google and Bing, and I just wanted to speak to you about listing your company on the first page of Google.
Okay. We've had one that we've been talking to, but we're still weighing our options with everything. It's a little pricey with them, so, I mean, I'm willing to talk about it.
Oh, okay. Well, is this something that you would need to run by somebody, or do you make the financial marketing decisions?
I pretty much have. I had the decision in the other one. I just haven't decided yet.
Okay. All right. So it sounds like you kind of already know about this, but just to go over it, basically what this means is anytime anyone does a search for any of the services you provide, we make sure you pop up on that first page. So, you know, and just so you're aware, this is actually an exclusive listing. So we have been calling everybody today in your area that does the same thing as you, looking for one to work with. Once we find that one, we actually close out your area and we actually don't work with any of your competitors. This makes it so your position on Google wouldn't rotate. It doesn't go to anybody else, and it can always be seen when somebody is looking for the services you provide. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah.
So, you know, I know price is a concern for you, but in order for me to see what package would best fit your company, I just need to ask you a couple of questions. How long have you been in business?
He has been in business for going on about 3 years.
Okay. And what is your name?
Natasha Carter.
Natasha. And what is his name?
Matthew Wilson.
Okay, perfect. And do you have a website?
That was part of the deal with the other one. He started out as a one-man business. He had worked for a business company, and then he went off on his own. But since I started working for him, we're actually up to 5 people on the payroll. So when it was just him, he was basically operating just off Facebook ads, word of mouth. But now, he had somebody that was going to do the website for him. He's a wonderful web designer, but because it's a friend thing, he hasn't got to it yet. But that's something we have to get up, especially with doubling, you know, our jobs right now. So part of the deal with them is they were going to do the website also.
Okay. All right. Well, that's totally fine. So, how far are you normally traveling for a customer? I see you're in Warner Robins, right? Are you
most local or within 20 minutes? I mean, we have one next week that's an hour away. It just depends on, honestly, is it worth going? It has to be a big job for us to go that far. But normally within 30, 40 minutes max normally.
And then do you do commercial, residential, or both?
Most residential. We do some smaller, nothing with bids or anything like that. If we do anything, it's a lot of, like, repair shops or churches or schools, but mostly residential.
Okay, perfect. And you guys can't take on more business, right? Sounds like it,
yeah, that's our issue. We've had Angie leave, and the issue with them is paying for all these leaves that we can't, nobody answers their phone, and we're getting charged for them after calling them multiple times.
Totally. You know what, and I hear this a lot.
Getting more jobs.
I hear this a lot, and just so you know, I know you've already kind of talked to somebody else about this, but what we do is a month-to-month with no contract, and instead of charging you for individual leaves, we make it so all of those calls go directly to you instead for, that month-to-month charge. You do actually sound like a great candidate for this. Just so we're on the same page, though, being that this is an exclusive listing we are going to fill today, I mean, I'm sure you do see the value of being on the first page of Google, right?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, with them, we're talking about $500 with them.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah, I can definitely beat that price. Okay.
Let me go. The issue with them, it was a year contract, And obviously, Angie Lee's, there's a, you know, some months that we get all of them. But there's some months that, you know, we don't even get to talk to the customer. And I'm all about paying for a lead if we at least get the chance to go out and do an estimate. But if they're not answering their phones and we're getting charged, I have a very big problem with that. And with him going with this other company, it being a year contract, that makes them nervous, because even though Angie Lee can be a pain in the butt, at least it guarantees jobs that are sitting, getting sent to us versus people calling. So that was his biggest issue with the other one, is, you know, it wasn't, you know, paying that type of money, you know, it not being guaranteed versus leave. So he was definitely nervous when it came to a year contract.
Okay, well, so I actually have my regional pricing director for your area. His name is Tyler. He's going to actually go over the details of the listing with you. He's jumping on the line with us right now. Okay, Natasha?
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. For some reason, the line got disconnected. Sorry about that.
Oh, no, you're fine.
Okay. Here we go.
Hi, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with Natasha?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Natasha. My name is...